What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
God fucking damn it. Welcome to the podcast. I'm angry. There's fucking sand everywhere. Fuck you, Shaz. Where does sand come from? I got up her, and she's like, I don't know where all the sand comes from. I'm like, maybe at the workplace that you work with all the sand in your fucking pile of clothes that you have on the table that gets sand fucking everywhere. I don't know if you know this. Sand and computers don't mix well.
Yeah, apparently.
Especially laptops when you're grinding around. Oh, well, it's your laptop, so fucking sand in your $3,000 MacBook. My bad. Or is it? I'm upset.
Where does the sand come from? She literally, the last hour of her day is literally sweeping sand.
Yeah.
Like.
She's like, I don't know where all the sand comes from.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well. Just
saying, you're only half an hour late.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. You know? Be slightly less shit every day.
Nice. Instead of smarter every day, you should do your own YouTube channel.
Yeah. Slightly less shit every day.
Yeah.
That is actually genuinely, that would be a fun idea. Just like, learning how to do genuine things, like general things, like
change
the headlamp on my car.
Yeah.
But then also cook a baked dinner or.
You should do shitter every day because you'd be much better at it.
Take way less effort, that's for sure.
Just the days that you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, have been more shit than the last day. You're like, man.
It'd literally turn into a video where you just film me doing nothing.
Like, today I played video games and masturbated.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I will play video games and masturbate.
Twice. Yeah.
Got to fill in the day.
Working on that fucking masturbation game.
Oh, yeah?
Imagine if that was like. Imagine if you could be like the best at something, like the very best. You're the man, and what you were the best at was jerking off. Not other dudes, just yourself. But you were the best at it.
What qualifies you for that?
You know, hard work. You know, unwavering dedication to masturbation.
I would have figured it would have been speed.
Speed, yeah. Like, cocaine.
How quickly can you nut? Because that's the best. Like, the end result is to nut.
Yeah.
So how fast can you like jack off and nut?
Yeah, like 3 seconds.
I feel like that's got to be like, who can do that the quickest? From like completely limp to like nutting.
Yeah.
Like, that's the world record, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
So who's the best at it?
Because it gets harder the more. Wow. It gets harder the more you do it. So if you're jerking off 3 times a day.
That's how you train. You just don't nut.
Yeah.
You're just a monk. And then you can just even think about it and nut. You don't even have to. There's no physical, mechanical motions involved.
Yeah. You can just.
Think of something dirty.
That's good. Do you remember back in the day?
What a start.
Jerk talk.
Yeah. Glad we went there.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought now.
Something about back in the day.
Yeah,
probably
back
to
in
do
the
with
day.
Masturbation, I would assume.
It wasn't. But I'm going to change the subject anyway. Watt Street, how'd it go?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was fun. Fun time. I will tell you this story. It's fucking hilarious. Everyone did really well.
Mm.
It was a fun night. After the show, this woman comes up to me and she's like, about your height, short bob cut, blonde hair, mid-40s. And she's like dressed up to the nines.
Yep.
She comes up to me and she's like, you need to do more sets. And I was like, and Liam's standing right next to me.
Yeah.
I turn and look at Liam. I look back at her and I'm like,
oh, yeah, well, what do you mean? Like, tell me more. And I'm like, I need to know. I want to hear this.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, just your jokes. I just reckon they'd, like, appeal to, like, a broad range of people. Like, you're really funny. I really liked your set. Like, you need to get out there more. Like, keep doing it. I was like, holy fuck. I was like,
wow.
I was like, thanks. And then she was like, no worries, and walked off. I'm like, turned to leave. I'm like, did you see it going that way?
No.
I was like, what the fuck?
It starts out like an insult, but ends with a compliment.
Yeah. I don't know whether she just bailed halfway through. She was like, I'm going to tell him something or other.
Yeah.
And then when I was like, just like open to it, I'm just like, all right, tell me, what do you got? Yeah. I didn't react. I wasn't like, I didn't get angry or upset. Mm. I was just like, all right, tell me what you think. Oh, I think you're great. Oh, fuck, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Here I was ready for a beef.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, bitch.
You need to do more sets implies that you haven't done enough sets.
Yeah, that's what I thought she was
very good.
That's what I thought she was implying.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, so I guess everyone here that fucking laughed was wrong.
Yeah.
Huh? I was ready to just get on my high horse. Just goes to show, like, just give people a fucking minute. Just give them a little bit, because sometimes things can come off wrong. And I thought,
you can definitely misunderstand.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was us, like, because I turned to Liam. I was like, yeah, like, am I just crazy? Or was that, like, an insult? It came across that way. It would have to, like, anyone, I think.
Yeah.
It was, like, really weird. And then, that was pretty crazy. But otherwise, very fun night. That was just super weird. That weird night. It was a very weird night. Like, that Tani thing happened.
Yeah.
That fucking weird thing.
Tell the story.
It was like a week ago that I had just this girl that we went to high school with at Intare. She just randomly popped into one of my dreams. And I was like looking for her or something. I don't know whether she was my wife. That doesn't make sense because I don't want to get married. But she was like my partner or something. And I like lost her and I'm looking for her in my dream.
Don't tell Shaz that.
Don't tell Shaz this, yeah. I think I did already.
You didn't tell her the wife bit though.
No, I don't think she was my wife. I think she was just like a partner or just, not even my partner, just someone that I cared about that I was like, I need to like
find this person.
They were just lost and I was like, it was emotionally traumatic that I didn't know where they were and I needed to help them. That was the gist of the dream.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything like I was in a relationship with her or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll preface it by saying that for Shaz. Not really. I was married. No,
I was married. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. We were fucking so hard in the dream.
All the time.
I was just banging.
No, it was great.
That's never going to happen. To put it in perspective, this chick's a 10. Like, way out of my league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not a chance.
Well, she used to do swimming heaps, too.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
She's fit actually, ass. me, you, and her have run into each other.
Yeah, chinwas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, years ago. Yeah. Just, oh, hey, Tani. Ethan's right here. Hello. And because I only knew her from you.
Mm.
So I was just like, oh, yeah, cool, Ethan. He's your friend from back in the day. There was,
bumped into her there once. That was years ago. And before that, like high school, like 8-10 years before that, maybe. No, maybe like 5 years. Anyway, doesn't fucking matter. Had this weird dream. Never thought of her before it. And then randomly she pops up in a dream and then I just forget about it like you do any other dream.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, fucking do my set, get off stage, out the back having a beer, and guess who fucking shows up?
Yeah.
Just walks in. Oh, hey. Is it like, Ethan Bentley? I'm like, oh, Tani. What's up? This is doing my fucking head in. I just told her straight up. I was like, you're in this fucking weird dream that I had the other night. Very strange. I was like, and I told my, I was like, straight up. I was like, I told my partner about it. It's going to be fucking weird.
Now she is friends with you on Facebook and Instagram, by the way.
No, she's not.
But fuck it. She'd be funny.
Yeah, she's not adding me. I would have to add her and then I'll look like a creep. So I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm like, oh,
you can't do
good
it.
Good to see you at the show.
Hello.
Want to catch up for a coffee? Ugh. Fucking don't be gross.
Fucking, yeah, creeps.
That's one of those things. Like, if she added me, I'd be nice to her. I'd be like, oh, it's fine. Like, I can be your friend or whatever. But I'm not going to go out of my way to add this person that I haven't seen in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And didn't really have much to do with it in school anyway, apart from, like, a food tech course that we did together.
Yeah.
And made a... I don't know what we made. Anyway.
Cakes. They didn't even let us do cakes.
That's generally what you do.
I remember food technology. I was so wrong about that class. That was the class that halfway through ninth grade, I had to get moved out of. Because it
food
was...
Food tech.
Yeah. It was such a problem.
It was a problem or you were a problem?
Column A, column B. I was kind of like, I was a little shit, but I was only a little shit if the teachers were kind of fuckwits to me. And the food technology, like the head of that department, was just a fucking kind of a woman.
Mm. That was like the sewing teacher. Every time I think of that place, I just think of her and her giant titties.
Yeah, well.
Like hung down to her waist.
Yeah, she's dead now.
Oh, you would think.
Yeah, no, she had a fucking giant heart attack and died.
No shit.
And a friend found her like a few days later. Yeah.
She goes down and the tits come up and suffocate her.
Wow.
What a way to go.
I had to, when I was doing food technology with that teacher, because she used to just accuse you of sexual harassment.
Who?
That was, I don't want to say her name.
The giant titty.
Yeah, giant titty.
Would
lady.
Accuse
she,
people of sexual
harassment. Well, she did
Fuck,
it to Louis.
She was ahead of her time, eh?
She did it to Ethan Lewis. He used to accuse Ethan Lewis of looking down girls' tops, and he probably was, because he was a fucking savage.
He was a horny teenager at high school where there were a lot of sluts.
Well, yeah.
At that school.
I fucking didn't realise, man.
They were
like,
rocking it.
Coming from like Chatham to Newcastle, I was like, God damn, there was a lot of fucking ugly chicks in Chatham. I'm like,
yeah, they wanted to fuck.
Yeah, yeah, that too. But yeah, that was the biggest thing I noticed coming from Chatham to Newcastle. There was just way hotter chicks all everywhere. Anyway, she fucking accused me of looking down this chick Sarah's top.
Mm.
And I was like, I was stuck in this weird conundrum. Do I just say no and not defend myself? Do I actually give the realistic assessment of the situation, which is she's 13 years old, she hasn't got tits, what would I be looking at? Or there's cool, I'll just fucking won't sit with these girls anymore or be friends with them because I'm just going to get accused of something that I wasn't doing. So I had those issues with her, and it went all through sewing class. Eventually I wasn't allowed in sewing class.
Mm.
And then I got fucking food tech with her, like the very next term.
Oh, fuck.
And I was just like, because at least we, both the teacher and I were like, all right, well, next term, I'm going to fucking move on to a different subject. You're going to move on to a different subject. I'm not going to have to deal with this person anymore.
Mm.
And then we got food tech and we both had to sit down and be like, all right, this is going to be a problem.
Look, I don't like you. You don't like me.
Yeah.
But bust out that rolling pin. We'll need them titties out. We'll make a dough.
Well, I literally just said, like we said to each other, look, let's just fucking give it a fresh start. I'm going to stop being a piece of shit in class. You stop accusing me of things that I didn't do. And like, you'll find that I'm actually a very fucking, like pretty straightforward student.
Hmm.
And okay. And then there was never an issue after that. Like, we actually got along really, really well, and I was like, fuck, I like food tech. So I took it as my year 9 elective.
Gay.
With a different teacher.
That's that Steve Hughes bit.
Yeah.
He's like, football players call me gay for cooking. With all these ladies, you're out there hugging other men, tackling people playing footy, and I'm the queer. Mm.
Yeah.
I butchered that bit, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it didn't turn out like that for me, that's for sure. It turned into arguments every day with this kind of a teacher. Mm. And I was genuinely, like, I genuinely went into it, like, trying to be a good student, trying to learn. And yeah, she was just such a cunt of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't understand teachers like that. Her and another one, there was a science teacher.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, Oldfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that
bitch.
She
was like.
Hope she's dead.
Oh, fuck, man.
She's a cunt on wheels. Just fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Just angry.
For no reason.
Yeah.
And
she was getting good dick, too. She was getting the other science teacher's dick. Like, they were fucking. Everyone knew that.
Yeah.
Why is she so upset?
Oh, she was such an angry lady. And I was like, again, like went into that, like trying to be a good student, trying not to get in trouble. And she just fucking would find things to get into you about or attack you about. And I remember one time, so before class, so she was notoriously always late. She was always 5 or 10 minutes late before class. And I was walking over and I was walking to get a drink of water, like from the bubbler. And she's like, turn around. And I'm like, what? She's like, turn around. I'm like, I'm just getting a drink of water. I'll be 2 seconds. And then she's like, no, you'll turn around. You had all lunch. I'm like, yeah, I drank water at lunch too, but I want to get a quick sip before class.
Mm.
And then she's like, no. So I'm like, okay, turned around. She's like walked off to class because she's obviously late. And then I've just turned around and got a drink of water. And then as I've come up from the water, she's standing there and just starts yelling at me.
Mm.
Like, what do you think you're doing? And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, this is like a 15-year-old being like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, what sort of... And then she's called Mr. Gay over. That was actually his name.
Was that the dude she was fucking?
No. No. He wasn't fucking no women. Ha ha!
His name was Gay.
Yeah, his
name
was Gay.
I don't think he was Gay.
No, he wasn't. Yeah.
It'd be funny if he was, though.
It would be fucking hilarious. He's like, hello! What's up, students? Who wants to learn about some science? You're like, oh, man, Mr. Gay is flamboyant.
shit.
Yeah. So they're both, like, into me about getting a drink of water. And I just started laughing, like, legit laughing. And I'm like, do you two realize that this is a 15-year-old? And I swear to God, it actually happened like this. I'm like, do you realize how ridiculous you two look? Hmm. I said, I could have gone, got my water, come back to class. We'd be sitting down. I'd be doing my work. I wouldn't be saying anything. Instead, you've wasted 15 minutes of my time. Your time pointed at her. And I said, and your time. And you're the head of the department. Like,
yeah. And every other kid's time that's just fucking sitting there going, oh, Mitch is in trouble again.
yeah, exactly. And I'm like, let's just go to the deputy's office. Like, let's just go right now and we'll see who's in the wrong. Like, I'll cop a suspension. I don't care. And then they're like, no, what you'll do is, and then Mrs. Field walks up and she gives me like just this impossible amount of work. She's like, 3 chapters you've got to copy out word for word. And if it's not done, you got detention. And I'm like, okay, I see how this is. And I was like, fuck it. But if I could get all that work done and show it to him at the end of it, it'd be perfect. I was like, so I fucking busted my ass trying to copy 3 chapters of science. I didn't get it done in the end. It was an exercise in failure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the end of term, so... But yeah, it was such a ridiculous thing. Fuck, there were some cunts of teachers at that school.
Oh, yeah.
Just, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're teaching at Chatham High. You'd hardly be the fucking best teacher in the world.
Yeah.
There. You kind of, the system was kind of stacked against you from the beginning.
So what happened to you at fucking Thursday night?
What did happen to me on Thursday night?
You don't remember.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah. I didn't have any clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I just completely forgot about it.
Forgot the gig was on.
Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah.
One room where I run, and you're like, nah.
Yeah, look, honestly, I usually work off my Facebook events.
Yeah.
Like, that's what tells me what open mic's on, or there's, like, the poster that they've got the comedy chat as, so... That's usually how I base my day. And I've been thinking for a while. I've been thinking probably earlier this week. Fuck, I wonder when the Prince is going to come back. It's been a while. And then, yeah, completely missed it.
If it comes back again, fucking hell.
So how did it go?
It was fine. It was fun.
Yeah.
Second half was better, but we lost some of the crowd.
Yeah.
But it went better. And it was less rowdy than last time.
Yeah.
We borrowed Eddie's gear so we could do like sound in between like songs and shit. And
Yeah,
overall it was good. But fucking afterwards, go down to get paid and the owner and the manager are fucking telling us, oh, we want to talk about some ways to discuss it to make the show better. I was like, oh, fuck, here we fucking go. The owner did have a very good idea, which was that we should do table service in between. Like, because you know how you do a break. He's like, that's cool, but the whole time people are sitting there, they're not drinking. I want them drinking, so I want to come around and offer table service. I'm like, that's a fucking really good idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
And then... But then the manager was like, oh, I want to pull in some, like, big names so that we can, like, draw, like, a different crowd, like, people that follow them, like, get other people into the Prince.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's
not...
all well and good, but that's going to fucking cost you.
Yeah, and it's also not open mic.
Well, then. You can do it in that format, like Ronan does at the Kent, where you have a headliner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they advertise and do all that, yeah, great.
Mm.
But... like you said, it will cost them. Like that's the issue there. Like if they want actual comedians turning up, and I think that'll be a slippery slope. If they want to turn that into a comedy night and not an open mic night, then they need to go that way.
They're two different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like I need to tell them. Like there's comedy nights where it's booked and curated and things are going to run a certain way. And then there's open mic where it's anybody's guess which way the night's going to go. Sometimes it goes shit. And you have a bum night, and sometimes it goes off.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cost you anything because it's like $300
to
cover the MC and us setting it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. They want to sit down and have a chat. So I'll have to go in there at some point and talk it out with them.
I guess if you're looking at it from a open mic night sort of style, they fuck around with it too much and it becomes a curated show. Obviously, that's no good for open mic.
No.
But it's great for the people who can get booked. It's great for the people who can get on.
Yeah.
Having another pro show in Newcastle might be a good idea. I'm just not sure if you have to advertise it. You have to sell tickets. And then it becomes, there's a pressure associated with that if it doesn't go well, it might not go next month.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas open mic, it's just, fuck it. It's open mic, you've got your $300.
Yeah.
You put the show on.
When he asked us how much it was to run the show, we're like, 300. He's like, oh, that's very generous of you guys. I think he thought it was costing him way more
to
do the night. And he was like, oh, that's fuck all for him. That's a bag. Literally.
Yeah.
That is a bag.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you're getting, 15 comics turn up for the night to put on a show. Some of them are really, really good comics as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's got to deal with the fucking everything else. People learning. People that are fucking bit off the rails.
Yeah.
I think, one of the things was that, like, when they came up to have a look at the show, they only came up once to check it out.
Yeah.
And Big Jim was on. And I love Big Jim. So if the show goes down because they're like, we can't have that here, I'll be like, well, I guess it's going down then because fuck you. I'm not picking
Big
and
Jim.
Choosing and saying that Big Jim can't turn up.
Yeah.
Not a fucking chance.
No fucking way. Not to mention.
I got your back, Big Jim. Open mic. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's open mic.
I think I was talking to someone the other day. We had a a work function on, and it was like this 20 year anniversary at work. So they put on like free drinks, and they filled like three fucking fridges full of piss. Like it was kicking off
serious amount.
Yeah. And so I had a couple, and I was like, fuck it. Probably shouldn't drive right now. So we went down and having coffee, and we were talking about Big Jim. Mm. And I'm saying,
who's this?
It was me and Brooke.
Oh,
yeah. And we were talking about Big Jim, and I'm like, Big Jim, that character is such a fucking good character because it's like that Australian yobbo sort of says anything sort of style.
Mm.
I said, and once once he starts writing jokes for that character, and he could do like political satire, he could do pretty much any type of satire.
It was like Rodney Rood.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of vein.
Yeah.
Kevin Bloody Wilson. Like, yeah, just says the most unreal shit. Like, yeah, Rodney Rood was fucking just rude for the sake of it back in the day. Yeah. Because people were less offended.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was also fucking racist as shit.
Yeah.
You could tell, like, he had some actual racism in him. Because it was okay back then. Not that it was okay, but, like, it was less frowned upon.
Well, he's probably so driving. So
just push it, like, run with it. And people would laugh at it, too. Yeah. So it's like, oh, fucking crowds are eating this shit up. Pump it out for him.
Yeah. He would have just been doing those Outback shows.
Yeah.
And got really popular. Sort of like Jimbo and Gary the Goat. Just touring those, like, fucking really, really remote towns.
Mm.
That he'd probably just get on and party with afterwards as well. Like, once the show's over, all the locals are just like, fuck it, let's go do some meth. Jimbo's like, okay, hold my goat. Yeah. We need to get Jimbo to Newcastle. I think that's...
Yeah, he's come out here before.
Yeah. I'd love to see Jimbo.
Jimbo and Big Jim.
Jimbo and Big Jim.
That's the show. That'd be sick.
Two Jims, one mic.
See, I did comedy 4 fucking nights this week.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Ronan asked me, you coming out last night to the showcase? I was like, no, it's fucking cold and miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not on, so...
Yeah.
I don't fucking feel the need to turn up to watch, like, good comedians in the showcase, don't get me wrong, but I've seen all their
Who was on the in the showcase? Oh, was that at Maitland?
No, not at Maitland. That was on the same night as Thingo.
Yeah.
No, the showcase just had everyone from the gala that was on.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Which would have been fine, but it's like I've heard all this shit.
Yeah, would have been a great show.
It was a bit fucked. Apparently, Milos was a bit in the shit with the COVID lockdown in Melbourne. Like, half the acts got fucking canned. Like, well, not half. I don't know how many.
Mm.
But a certain amount.
Yeah.
Are from Melbourne. And they couldn't come up because fucking lockdown.
Yeah.
So that fucking threw a spanner in the works.
Yeah, shit.
So, yeah. But it's still running. It's still going ahead as far as I know. I haven't had much to do with it this year.
Yeah.
I was usually like going to all the shows and checking everything out, but I'm fucking knackered.
The government needs to have it like a performer's fucking thing where if you're a performer and you need to travel for your work, you should be able to get vaccinated.
Mm.
Like, you should be able to skip that queue, get vaccinated, because it's your livelihood. It's what you need to do to survive and earn money.
Well, either that or they pay them something to keep them going.
Yeah.
Instead. Well, which is the way to do it, I feel, because you can't just have people fucking running around everywhere because it's their job.
Like, yeah.
Comedy's not an essential fucking thing.
No, but it's essential to them.
That's what I mean. So pay them enough to fucking keep them a roof over their head and food in their mouth.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
But how do you...
So they're not going backwards.
Yeah.
It's a 1 week lockdown. Pay them a fucking week's wage.
Yeah.
If you're a performer. Stay at home.
If that works, that'll work for like 1 week. But if you go into like months of lockdown, which is what we've seen in the past.
Well, that's when they had the JobKeeper thing. But then if you're encouraging people to still travel because they're a performer and then one of them does get it, and they're traveling all over the place, it's going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, which is why you vaccinate them. I'm not...
Yeah, but vaccinating doesn't stop you catching it again, and it doesn't stop you spreading it.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they're saying. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist, but I heard that, you can get vaccinated for it. It, like, decreases your chance of fucking dying from it. But I think you can still catch it again, and you can, like, if it's a different strain, and you can still spread it.
Yeah.
Like if it's if you're vaccinated for it, but it's on your hands and you're like spreading it around.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. I think it's...
Like someone coughs on you in Melbourne before you get to the airport and you fly out.
Yeah.
You're still a carrier. So yeah, it's a bit fucked. You just got to do the right thing. If people just did the right thing in the fucking first place, it wouldn't have got as crazy as it did. But they were up to like 600 cases a day down in Melbourne last time. Yeah. It was fucking crazy.
And they pulled it back.
Yeah. Well, they've got like hardly any this time. It's fucking tiny compared to the last like
16.
One. 16. Yeah, it's nothing. If they just do the right thing for a week, lock it down, they should be all right.
I don't understand how we haven't got testing like they have in the States. So if you want to go to a sports, like, or any sort of show, you do a test before you go into the place. That's it. Like,
oh, if you can get it like done like that,
yeah,
like a media. Is that how it works? I don't know.
Well, that's what they're doing in the States. So
they've got instant testing now.
Yeah, they've got instant testing.
Hmm.
Yeah,
because before it was taking like a week to get your results back.
No, it's not like that anymore.
Hmm.
I don't think the tests are as accurate as like the lab tests, but they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Mm.
Like, I think there's more false positives than there are false negatives. That's what you don't want is false negatives.
Yeah.
So, but that's what happens. It's like you wear your mask, you go to the sports stadium, you get your test, you go to your place, you sit down.
Yep.
They're talking about doing festivals as pods. Yeah, they literally, like, they have, like, table service to the pods at the festival. You don't go anywhere. You don't move. But, yeah, like, it's all COVID-safe sort of thing. But I think it's just, logistics-wise, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
Sitting in a pod at a fucking thing.
Festival. Yeah.
So what's the fucking point? Stay at home.
Yeah.
You're wasting everyone's time. It's fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking vaccinate. Or don't. Don't. At this point, it's like, we just need the option. I'll vaccinate only because I'm like, I just don't want to have to deal with it. I don't want to fuck around. I want to go travel. Like, that's it. And people are like, oh, you can get really sick from the vaccine. And you can. And so I don't care.
You can, I'll but it's up. Very... I'll roll the dice on that.
Yeah.
More chance of winning the fucking lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be some people that aren't going to fucking react to it well.
Yeah.
If it doesn't kill you.
It's the same with everything.
Yeah.
Every fucking surgery. You go into a surgery, and they're like, there's this chance, this percentage of people die from this surgery.
Hmm.
Sign
but
here.
If you don't get it, you will definitely die.
Yeah.
It's like the vaccine. If you don't get it, then you'll definitely will just be in this shitty world where we can't fucking have mass events of people. Like you can't have gatherings, social gatherings.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking shit. Oh, you didn't come to the Wicco.
Yeah, I didn't sign up. I didn't get on. And I was having issues. I had to get my headlight replaced. I was driving around with one headlight, so it's hard for me to drive at night.
Yeah, no, can't be doing that then.
Yeah, so...
Have you got it fixed?
Yeah,
it's fixed. Sweet.
Yeah, fucking $800.
800?
Yeah, I had to get...
What
like,
the fuck?
There's no wreckers wrecking that type of fucking Subaru. So it was a whole head unit assembly.
So what, you had to get a new one?
Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah, now I got like one fancy looking fucking headlamp, headlight,
what
one
the
shitty
fuck?
One.
That's like more than half the price of the car.
I pay $4,000 for it.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, it was a free car. I got it for free.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Fair enough, if you're looking at it that way.
Yeah, but I have to, because otherwise I'll be upset about the car spending the money on.
$850 on a fucking headlight.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, that's not right.
That's fucking, that's it. That's life, man.
No, it's not. I wouldn't be wearing it. I'm not dealing with that.
Well, then you'd be driving around with one headlight.
I would. I would drive around with one headlight.
Yeah.
And every time I get pulled over, I'd be like, they want $850 to fix it. How much is the fine? If it's less than $850, I'll pay the fine and I'll keep rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Until one turns up at the wreckers. I'm not fucking paying $850 for a fucking headlight.
I think even at the wreckers, they're a few hundred bucks. even looking online.
Really?
eBay, yeah. I found a couple on eBay for like 600.
But it wasn't like the assembly that was fucked, was it? It was just the light.
No, like, no, it was the whole assembly. Up with water. It was the whole assembly.
Yeah, but it kept was unsealed. Up.
Yeah.
I would have sealed that bitch up.
Dude.
I would have taken it out, got my silicon gun out.
No, because I had
it,
to...
Just dip it in a fucking bucket of silicon.
Yeah, well...
It's sealed. Could do that. Clear the front off. Ready to go.
Yeah.
850. No, fuck it. Nah.
Yeah.
Way too Jewish for that.
I pulled the globes out of the assembly and there was just water inside it. Like,
get a hairdryer.
No.
Dry that bitch out.
It was... Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I've spent the money.
Oh, it's done
it's
now.
It's fixed. Yeah. It's fixed. I don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
That's like part of the reason too. It's like how much... Like, what's the use of having money and then dealing with that shit every day? Like, fuck, I've got no headlight. I can't drive at night.
Having to deal with that
stress. Yeah, but I've got an extra $800 in my fucking bank account that's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Getting... I was... You know how, like, the far left... Not the far left. Even, like, most people are like... A lot of people are like, you shouldn't have billionaires.
Oh, here we go. The far left.
Yeah. This is not even the far left. This is not even the far left.
The far left term.
Yeah. I was listening to a Rogan podcast.
Oh, here we go again.
And
these are always good.
Well, there's a billionaire on there.
It's Rogan time with Mitch.
It's a cool little thought exercise, I felt. Okay. He's going... People are like, you need to tax the rich. They're not paying enough money.
Yep.
And then the billionaire's like, no, fuck you. It's my money. I'm going to do better with my money than what the government or what you are. And I was thinking about it. Like, you see Elon Musk and fucking the dude who invented Amazon. What's his name?
Jeff Bezos.
Like, Jeff Bezos is so fucking rich and just getting richer.
Yeah.
Like, and he's just reinvesting that money and making more money hand over fist. And
yeah, but he's making money. He's not helping people. There's a difference.
Yeah. Well, that's the argument, okay? Well, we can come back to that.
Yeah.
But it's like, what would I, let's say if they're like, "All right, fuck it. You know what? He's got $100 billion. We'll take 50 billion of that."
Mm-hmm.
And we'll split that up against every person in the world
mm-hmm.
because technically he's making money off that. What are those people going to do with that money? They're just going to spend it.
Yeah.
And what they spend it on is probably going to be a waste. It's not going to go very far. It's like, or Jeff Bezos can have that $100 billion and he can start another industry that has changed the world. And it's like, these people, you can trust these people with the money than you can trust the... More than you can trust the general public.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, like, fucking Elon Musk seems to know what he's doing. I'm like, if you'd have given me all that money, like, what would I have right now? I'd have a fucking hole in my nose the size of a 20-cent coin, and I'd probably be dead.
Yeah, like, well, that's the danger of giving people just shitloads of money.
Yeah.
And also, if you give people just a shitload of money, everyone buys shit, then it's like a resource issue. Because there's only so many resources available, and then you increase the demand massively by giving people a shitload of money, which also decreases the value of the dollar.
Yeah, so inflation goes crazy.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, everyone's got fucking $1 million to their name now. Now a loaf of bread costs $100.
Yeah.
They just do that until everyone runs out of money.
Yeah.
And then it just resets. So, no, you can't just give people a shitload of money.
No.
But it's all just a fucking game that they're playing anyway, because there is only so many resources. So it's just a way to control people. And there's going to be people that have things and people that don't have things. It's like, oh, is Jeff Bezos the best guy to fix that? I don't know. It's like, there's different schools of thought on how to fix the world. Should we just leave it up to self-interested billionaires who want to make themselves and their own companies and... Like, they're playing for themselves.
Do you think, honestly, like, he's worth $150 billion or something crazy?
Mm.
Like, anyone with self-interest would have turned around at fucking $3 or $4 billion and gone, fuck it, I'm out, I'm done. $4 billion will pay for you and like the next three generations to live.
It's self-interest though, because it's the same thing as like you're playing an online game and you've got enough money in the game to buy any item in the game that you want to buy.
Yeah.
But you continue to play the game because you're like, look how much money I've got in this game. Like, it's stupid. Yeah. It's just to just say that you can do it. It's like this fucking crazy complex, I think.
I think
like, I need to just keep making money. It's like an ego thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the richest man in the world. Do you think I'm the richest man in the world?
Do you think the world's better for Amazon, though? Do you think we're in a better place?
No. No, I don't.
So you don't like the fact that, you know, you can get something delivered, at least in Australia. Like, you can literally order something.
I ordered a mic stand from Amazon.
Yeah.
That one there.
Yeah.
It came in a fucking box. No shit. Like, half the size of this table. And on the box, it said, we're saving money, or we're saving, like, on product packaging or something, was like their marketing thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cunts, it's a box this big that came in another box this fucking big by this. It's a fucking ginormous box.
Yeah.
Filled with fucking like this paper shit to pack it.
Yeah.
For this tiny little mic stand. I'm like, that is fucking the planet 101. Yeah. Like, that's what Amazon's doing.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. It's not a great thing to just be able to have anything at the touch of your fingertips. Just like, give me that. Yeah. Oh, here it is, like a week later. You don't have to work for anything anymore. Shit just turns up. You're like, I want this. And then it fucking turns up like a week later.
Yeah.
Like, imagine trying to like make that out of metal, like the base and everything. It'll take you like a day or two. Like, I could make that, but I could probably make that out of recycled shit. But it's like, what's the fucking point of like putting in the time and effort
when you can just buy it online?
Yeah, I can go work for an hour and then buy it and it's done. Some cunt in China makes it for me he gets paid 20 cents an hour. So, yeah. Thanks, Jeff, for the mic stand. Yeah, it's not a good system.
Well,
I don't feel.
Yeah. I posted it in Discord last night, the documentary YouTube made on AI.
Yeah.
And it's fucking wild, man. Watch that. For those out there who partake in marijuana, go ahead and watch that show while you're high. It'll fucking freak you out. Because it's talking about like the different types of AI and machine learning and how it actually does it. And it's just like...
it mimics neurons in the brain.
It's a six-hour infomercial on how good fucking AI is, and it's scary, man.
Yeah.
They're like, this AI, like, they're debunking some of the myths. You know that Boston Dynamics robot that came out was doing parkour and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about that, and they're like, oh, look, the Boston Dynamics robot is cool, but it's like, it's doing scripted events. It's not actually... a proper AI robot, like it's controlled, it's doing these things in controlled areas and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they run the script like a million times over. Like, how many iterations would you think it would take for you to learn how to do a backflip? You can't do a backflip right now.
No.
But if you like built a robot with your dimensions, so 150 kilos, 5 foot tall. And you're like, I need to train this robot to backflip.
Yeah.
Then you can just put it in a program and just have it iterate.
Have it iterate.
100 million times. Like, well, I think you can just do it way, way faster.
Yeah.
And it can become better than you could do it like overnight. Then you're like, this thing can backflip now.
Yeah. I think you've seen the same video I have where they were like trying to figure out the best bodies to make robots with.
No, I don't think I
have. It was literally just an AI program with a physics engine.
Oh, yeah.
It did exactly that over and over again.
Yeah.
And they're like, trying to figure out the best bodies for, like, just general movement and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I think that's where a lot of the... Apparently, they've got police dogs that are robots now as well. Right.
Oh, yeah. No, they iterate it, like, a million times over, and it just comes out to be... fucking fat cunt robot. Like, see, I told you fat was beautiful. Everyone was wrong. Turns out fat people are the best at getting around.
It does somewhat help with jiu-jitsu.
Surely it'd just be fucking like a Usain Bolt looking robot. Like,
I don't even think it'll be... I genuinely think it'd be something that can just... All you need is to lock down limbs. If you can get like some sort of robot to just like take one arm away, now you've got a way... It's way easier to apprehend that person. So like that's the point of like attack dogs is to... They fucking grab onto a limb.
Yeah.
They rip you down, you're off balance, and then the cops can jump in and take you down.
Like, and dogs are less important than people. So yeah. They're like, you go first.
Yeah.
And take the knife if he's got one.
Yeah.
He'll stab you because you're a dog.
Yeah.
And less valuable than a person. Yeah. And then we'll send the people in. So, yeah.
And then the dog handler's going to turn up and see that you've just stabbed his dog.
Yeah.
And he's going to fuck you up.
Probably. But now they're all body cammed and shit, so...
There's ways around that shit I've seen.
Yeah, they just put their hand over it.
Yeah. Stab him. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. He stabbed himself.
Yeah. Apparently...
The dog stabbed him. Fucking...
Yeah.
Dog lives matter. That's the next march.
I think if you saw, like, police brutality against someone who just, like, fucking hurt an animal, you wouldn't see the kind of reaction.
Oh, I'd be, like, completely justified.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
but at the same time, like if a dog is like chewing on your arm, you kind of have a defense mechanism.
Yeah,
you're gonna be like, oh, "Fuck! I need to get this thing off me."
Yeah,
it's gonna like kick into survival mode. You might do something that you're not proud of.
Putting thumbs in places where thumbs shouldn't go.
In the butthole.
Yeah, shout out to Mitch Garling. Yeah, I've been trying to write new comedy.
I've seen that.
I'm fucking working on it.
You left the Star Hotel before I got on stage.
Yeah.
I fucking ripped into everyone that had notes out.
Yeah, well, look, man, it's hard to write a joke that night and then get up on stage and perform it. No,
it's not. It's not, because I do it.
Yeah,
it's not hard.
Well, you're a better comic than
me. Just remember it. Just, if you can only remember one, then just do one.
That's not the point.
No, don't have notes out on stage. It just kills it. Like, you're doing yourself such a disservice.
I agree.
Because no one gives a fuck about you if you're going up with notepad, because it's like doing a magic trick back to front where everyone can see it. It's like, what's the fucking point? Mm-hmm. I saw how it was done. Like, I'm not amazed. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like... That's exactly what it is to me when I see someone with notes.
Yeah. I agree. But I'm also like, I've written these three fucking jokes and I want to say them and I want to get them out there. And to do that, I needed notes.
But sometimes, like, to do that, like, you'll do a joke.
Yeah.
And maybe the way that you were supposed to do it was half-assed with fucking no idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because maybe the way it comes out is actually funnier than the way you've scripted it on paper beforehand.
Yeah.
And maybe watching you fumble trying to remember it is going to be the funny part of that set, and you'll never have it because you've got your phone there or something to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so against it. I fucking hate it. I've seen MCs get paid for gigs that have shit written all over their hand.
Yeah.
And, like, they've got to do 15. I understand it's hard. You're trying to remember and shit. Like, maybe you got called up to do a spot like that before you were ready.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm writing on my hand, like, I'm not getting paid. Like, I wouldn't take payment for a job. It's not hard to remember 15 minutes of material if you've been doing it long enough.
Mm. I think you're right. I agree with that sentiment. I think, you know, it's about hard work and, you know, you've got a job to do. You're getting up there. You've got to write material. Mm. But I'm also fucking lazy, man. Like, I've been trying to get to gigs early because I have the class of a night and then I have a shower and then I go sit down. I'm usually there about half an hour before everyone else anyway.
Yep.
And it's a good time to sit down and do my 20 minutes a day of writing. Okay. Yeah, like, that's my goal. 20 minutes a day, trying to think of jokes and and write. And then at the Star, I literally wrote those three jokes that night, that afternoon. And just look, for me personally, my goal was to get up and do those jokes. And the only way I was doing that was with notes.
Yeah.
So,
fair enough.
Yeah. But I also acknowledge the fact that next time I do those jokes, or the ones that worked, or the one that worked, you know, I don't need to get up there with you. I already know the joke. I know how it works, and yeah, I'm more paranoid lately about fucking writing a joke that someone else has written,
or
reusing a premise in a worse way.
And look, it'll probably happen. Like, it's happened to me. I was doing like a bit that was like Bill Burr's about, like, the one about getting a bad read, about how girls like say no and they don't really mean no, like that type of premise.
Yeah.
It wasn't the exact same joke word for word. It was nothing like it, but it was like the same premise.
Yeah.
And Ronan let me know about it. He was like, that's like Bill Burr's bit. And I was like, what bit? What? Like, I've seen old Bill Burr. What are you talking about? And he's like, that one. And I'm like, oh yeah, I see how it's similar. Yeah. Fuck. Like, and you can do like, you can use the same premise as people and try and do it better. Or do it different, do it your way. But it's, I just feel like at the end of the day, if Bill Burr's done it, he's going to have done it fucking way better than I could do it.
Yeah.
So why bother?
Yeah.
But I don't know. You might have a unique angle on it or something if you really want to go for it.
Yeah. There's comedians in the scene right now, and it's, this is how fucking insane the internet is. You know, she's got two punchlines that are literally the same as, like, that fucking Iglesias dude. And there was another bit, like, there's two different bits that have been done by, like, the punchlines and everything.
Really?
Are exactly the same, yeah. And
is this, like, similar thinking, or they've just flogged it?
I think it's just parallel thinking. Yeah. I genuinely think of, like, one of them. One of them, it's like, it's such a fucking, I don't want to say it's an easy joke to come up with, because no joke's easy to come up with, but it's like kind of the obvious thing. You've seen it, like, you've seen it, you've probably thought it yourself, just never performed it on stage.
Yeah. It's called hack.
Yeah.
It's called hack material. It's been done before. It's been done so many times, it's now hackneyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my entire fucking set.
I hate the fucking opener that I've got about talking about a sign that I drove past on the way here.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. And I can't think of another opener at the moment.
Yeah.
I've just got to sit with it, and I fucking hate it. And it works every fucking time, pretty much. It gets a laugh. And I'm so sick of doing it.
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
We were talking about it the other night.
Because I've heard, oh, sorry to cut you off, I've heard other comics do those, like, I went past this sign that said this. I'm just like, you fucking piece of shit. Yeah. I hate you as much as I hate myself. Like, I think that's only fair.
Yeah, that observational humor.
Yeah.
Taking something that happened in real life, changing it, making a punchline out of it.
Yeah.
But the church signs, especially.
Yeah. Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah. We were talking about it the other night. My fucking opener. How you going, you big bunch of cuties?
Yeah.
And you say you didn't do it on purpose, and I'll believe you, but
probably subconsciously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shook your head, and you're right, it was like a well lit room, and I was just like, I just saw you up the back shaking your head like fucking hell, cunt, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sick of it too, man. So I had to come up to you afterwards. I'm like, dude, don't do that.
You should have done that on stage.
That's, should have acknowledged that, it in the moment. Yeah, yes. You're right. You're 100%
that
right.
That would be like, my mate Ethan is shaking his head at the back at my opener. Because I've done it that many times. Yeah. I'm fucking sick of it too. That would have killed.
Yeah.
That would have absolutely killed if you did that.
Yeah. But there's... look, is... if I start saying that joke and people don't like chuckle and laugh and smile at me, and like, I can see it in the crowds when I do that opener, it just like everyone drops their guard a little bit.
Mm.
Like, and it, just makes it easier for me to get into my set. But fuck, I hate it too. I get up there and I see all the comics and I'm like, oh, I got to do this again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that in Bobby at the Watt Street gig. He did hit a point on stage where he's like, I'm so sick of doing comedy. He said that on stage.
Yeah.
He was this close to having a breakdown. Yeah. I was like, fuck, Bobby, get it together, cunt.
He's going deep this month, come June. He's probably already gone. Or he's going. Actually, I saw him post something on Instagram.
He's going soon. But he posted that. Yeah. I don't know. He was still undecided on it when I was talking to him at the gig. I'm like, you've already written on social media about it, Bobby. Like,
you're going.
You've already put it out there into the universe.
Yeah, he's going on a month-long meditation retreat.
Yeah.
And I fucking just, wow, dude. Wow. He might come back early. He might be like, nope.
It was like me with my IT gig.
Yeah, yeah.
2 months. Nah,
so that's you quit? Enough.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, that didn't take long at all.
Friday was my last day.
Just fucking couldn't handle it. Couldn't hack it, man.
Couldn't hack it, man.
Couldn't hack it in the real world.
Yeah, just can't do it.
Doing stuff you don't want to do. That's fair enough, man. So you're going back to caravans?
Yeah, which is another thing I don't want to do. But I don't feel like I want to kill myself either, which is nice.
Yeah, that's
from doing
good.
That. I was starting to feel the mental slip, and I was like, I need to change this because this is not going well.
Yeah.
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 I've been down that road enough times. Like, I know the signs. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, 2 o'clock every day at 2 p.m., I get this fucking uneasy, restless feeling in my body. And it's like a fight or flight response. And my body's just like, get out, get on your motorbike and fucking ride. Just yeah. leave. And I get that every single day for 2 months.
And yeah,
I was like,
okay.
I've probably stayed here way longer than I should have already.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just supposed to have like a team meeting with my manager and then ended up just going up to him on Monday. Because like I missed it on the Wednesday, it got postponed. Well, I didn't miss it. He missed it. But then on the Friday, I didn't turn up because I was mentally fucked. And I was like, I'm not coming in on Friday. And then next Monday, I just went straight up to him. I was like, we need to have a chat. Went aside when he had some time. I'm like, nah, it's not working, mate. See ya.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you need me to do? I'm like, I don't want to burn you. Like, I don't want to be a cunt. He was like, can you work the rest of the week out? And I was like, yep, done.
Yeah.
I can do that for you.
So what are you going to do with your degree?
I don't know. Fuck it.
Just see you later. All that work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not having a dig at you. It's more just like...
That makes it
harder. That's the situation you're in. Yeah. Like right now, you've done 4 years of work. You've gone out. You've gotten your first job and you didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should throw that all that work away. I think you just need to find a job that's...
Well, there's no such thing as throwing the work away. Like I wanted to do that to like educate myself in those fields.
Yeah.
It was something that was of interest to me.
Yeah.
So, like, going on a different path doesn't mean that that's all lost. I've still got that.
Yeah.
I still use that every day. I might be able to fix this computer because I've learned a lot at the job that I've been doing now of, like, shit that, like, viewing event logs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I might be able to fix this fucker. Yeah. It's never for nothing.
Yeah.
But it's that sunk cost fallacy of, like, I've put this time into it, so now I need to stay here.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I've invested a lot of time in this, like it makes it trickier, it makes it harder to get out of because your brain's like, oh, I've already come this far, I might as well stay. It's like, nah, if it's not good, get the fuck out.
Yeah, like, I think the way you've done it is probably smarter because you know what, there at the end of the day, there is a point where you have to say, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not working. And I think, yeah, you pulling the trigger early on that instead of like fucking, I wish I'd have done that probably sooner in my military career where like I was just sticking with it because I'm like, fuck it. Like, all right, I went through recruits. All right, well, now I have to go through like my, like the TAFE training.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and the TAFE training was fucking shit and it was boring and it was all rote learning and you got out of it and you really didn't know anything. And it was a complete waste of time. And I was like, fuck it, but at least I'll have a trade at the end of it. So then you go do your 2 years at the unit, and then you're like, fuck, at the end of it. And it's like, okay, cool. What is this piece of paper, this cert for in avionics, actually get me? Okay, I can go work for Qantas. No, you can't, actually, because you haven't got all the type courses. So
yeah,
they actually won't want you. You're not as competitive as a lot of the civilian guys. Okay, cool. Where else then? All right, well, you got defense contracting. But that's contracting, so it might be here in 5 years, it might not be. So you've got, like, all this uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went out to, like, the mines and doing all the contracting out there, and it was just like, yeah, we need you to do this, and this thing that you're doing is more important than your time and your mental well-being, and it needs to be done, and there's no two ways about it, and if you don't get it done, we'll find someone else to do it.
Yeah.
So, and then I was in that situation, like, fuck, I've already, like, invested 10 years of my life into this, like, technical road, doing electronics, doing avionics, doing electrical. And some of it, I was really good at it. And other parts of it, I was just fucking dog shit. And it was, like, really, really inconsistent. So I had to make that decision to move into the role that I'm in now, which is a hard role. It's challenging and sometimes boring, and it's very fucking frustrating sometimes, but there's a lot of reward in it. And that's where, like, I walk into work and I walk out of work, like, yeah, at least I made a difference in someone's life.
Mm.
Like, no matter how, like, small it is, I know at least that there's people who, like, will call me, and, like, I'm starting to get really good feedback. Like, got feedback from, like, manager of, like, one of the high ups in the company. I met the CEO the other day. Got the same name as me.
So. You show him the podcast?
No.
Listen to this shit.
Yeah. But for me, like, I wish I'd have gone into this role probably a few years earlier.
Yeah. Like, well, if you're happier now, of course.
Yeah.
But everything happens for a reason, so.
Yeah, and it gives me the opportunity to do the things I want to do outside of work.
Yeah, and you probably appreciate the position that you're in now more because you've been in those shitty positions where you go, this is fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of glad I went the big loop around going down to Sydney, doing film, like, doing that shit, which is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But then it didn't work out. And then coming back up here, working in caravans, and then fucking going into IT. Like, I wanted to do that straight out of high school.
Yeah.
But I just went, big loop around.
Yeah.
And then went, oh, all right, this is where I would have been. But I don't regret any of the other shit that I did.
Yeah.
I don't regret doing uni and trying that either. But it's like, well, it was all shit that I had to try that I wanted to do.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to understand, like, how useful experience in completely different areas is.
If I didn't have, like, the experience of all the other shit that I did, I'd still be there in that office next Monday.
Yeah.
Going, this is fucked, but what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I probably would have got stuck in that rut and been fucking miserable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm really glad that I fucking have the experience to go, no.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't fucking working out.
Yeah.
It's like holding on to a shitty joke. It's just like, why am I still doing this?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with it. No one else is happy with it. My fucking attitude.
Well, you hold on to those shitty jokes because the first night it did go well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've run into that situation where a joke was going well the first night, and then slowly over time it just got not good.
Yep.
And you're like, where? What happened? Like, I was so excited for this joke. And it's like, I happened. It's me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not excited about the joke anymore. I know the punchline and I'm not hiding it well enough.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, the crowd can see it coming or whatever. Yeah. So that's, I think, me recently, I've been trying to write more, been trying to be more active as well, be less of a fat fuck. But I can't not be a fat fuck, because then all of my material goes away. So I have to do some soul searching. Is there such thing as a fit fat dude?
Don't know.
Do I wear a fat suit?
Here we go. Bobby just posted this. We'll end on this. Speaking of Bobby. Craving, clinging, and becoming. Excerpt from The Breakthrough. This is for you, Bobby. Posting this shit on his Facebook. Thinks he's so fucking wise. He knows I love him. Just so this isn't too theoretical, imagine you're queuing up to get food. Not so hard for Mitch.
It is, actually. I go drive-through exclusively.
I don't queue. I go straight to the source. I go see the Colonel. He hooks me up.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You see how many slices of cake there are left. As you approach the front of the queue, you're trying to be mindful and restrained, but you're thinking, there are only 3 slices left, and there are 5 people in front of me. Look at that person in front of me. Is he a cake kind of person? He looks like he's probably on a diet. I hope he is. Maybe he's not. The mind sees an object. Then there's the craving, and craving leads to clinging. You think, I really deserve a piece of cake. I really need to have a piece of cake. And then that clinging condition becomes, I've got to have it. I've got to have it. If he takes that last piece of cake, I know there is the precept about not killing, but the mind becomes absorbed and getting that cake becomes the only important thing in the world. Suddenly the whole universe has shrunk. Craving, clinging, becoming. The world narrows to that desire object. I've got to have it. I've got to. Bhava is that quality of mind which is committed to getting its desire object. Everything else has to be put aside. It is the thrill of riding the wave. When you see that last person in the food queue pass by the cake and you realize, yes, he is on a diet. I'm going to get it. That's the thrill of getting, of guaranteed getting acquisition. Oh, man. Fucking hell, Bobby. This is a fucking read, mate. What are you doing posting this on Facebook? Oh, there's something there. He reads this shit all the time.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. He is,
I do like reading his shit, though. I'm glad he posts this stuff. I love that type of philosophy.
Yeah. He's fucking...
Bobby would kill someone over cake. This motherfucker's got to get my cake. I'm not having it.
Dude, you want to know something wild? Like, he's training with some of the best people in Australia.
Yeah. Right? He's very good at what he does.
Not only that.
Not comedy, but.
He's a very funny comedian.
He is. He's hilarious.
About. He's funnier than I am.
That's why I put him on last at the Prince, because he fucking crushed.
Yeah. He always does.
Everyone was like, that was amazing.
Yeah. But, like, I didn't realize the kind of people I was training with. One of the guys who runs there's a couple of really cool things about this like little school that they've got set up there. The tall, bald guy. Yeah, he's like one of the best fighters in Australia.
Yeah, okay.
Like he signed up for this mixed martial arts competition. I'm giving you the very, very abridged version.
Yeah.
He just like, he picked like the second best dude in Australia in mixed martial arts. And that dude wouldn't fight him, so he went and fought the best dude. And he fucking beat him.
Shit.
Yeah, and he beat him quickly. And he's like, that dude, I'm like, he's fucking wild. He's fighting for one championship. He's a fucking very, very good fighter. And I'm like, and he is talking about how good Bobby is. And Bobby's only a purple belt. I say only. He's a purple belt. But like, he's probably like halfway along in the belt system.
Yeah.
And you're like, when Bobby becomes a black belt, like black belt Bobby is going to be another fucking thing. Like he's got so much potential and he's so good at the level he is now that by the time he gets to black belt, you're like, holy fuck, dude. Like,
yeah, he's going to be a weapon.
Dude, he's already a weapon.
The craziest thing after that shout, the Prince, he finishes and then all my workmates are like, you did really well. We love the guy at the end, fucking Bobby, funniest fucking dude of the night. They're like, that was sick. And I'm like, yeah, he's the dude that teaches jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
It just blew their fucking minds. They're like, no way.
Yeah.
Like him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The crazy dude at the end?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, motherfuckers. Yeah.
And he's so good. He's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I was rolling with him before on Tuesday night, and yeah, I was watching him and I'm like, just the way he fucking sets things up, like he attacks something and then the person's like, oh, I'll fucking defend that. And then it's like, yeah, while he's attacking that, he's also putting his leg in a certain position you don't quite realize until it's too late. And then it's like, oh, fuck, I was defending this, but he's actually locked this in. And that's what he was going for all along. Like, he hides shit. Like,
yeah.
And I was, yeah, I was rolling with him. And, like, he's, like, flipping me over. Like, flipping me, like, getting me off top of him and, like, getting in positions and there's absolutely nothing I can do.
And like, Bobby's not, like... How much do you reckon Bobby weighs?
Dude, 70? No, not 70. Maybe because he's tall.
He's a bit taller than me.
Yeah.
He's about as skinny as me. Maybe 65.
I think he's skinnier than you.
No, he's not. No fucking way.
Yeah.
He's skinnier than me. I don't have a fucking... Because
he's so much taller, man.
But I don't have an ounce of fat on me.
Yeah.
So
he's fucking skinny, dude. I grab his wrist and I'm like, it's like holding a baby's wrist. It's so... And I don't mean that in a way that's like, oh, yeah, so I could fuck him up. No, it is. It just makes what he does to you so much more insane.
Yeah.
Because he's not using any strength. He's not muscling you whatsoever. He can't. He's just fucking...
It's just technique.
Dude. And I'm like, there's nothing I could do. And I finished it, and I was like, I had this fucking crazy smile on my head. I'm like, man, because like having... Like, knowing the little bit I know about jiu-jitsu, I'm like, that fucking, what he just did to me was, like, hours and hours of practice, and it was special. And I was like, fuck, man, that was awesome.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, getting beat up by people who are that good.
It's... outside the prince talking about rubbing his fucking dick scab on
you. Oh, yeah, fuck,
that
cunt.
Was killing me.
Fucking cunt.
Killing me. Oh,
I rub my dick scab on you. You can't get any more fucking alpha dogged than that. He got me.
He was jacking off too much. Got a scab on his dick.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's rubbing his fucking cock against me and scratching his dick.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Just don't roll. That's what I'd do.
I got to get back into it. My hand's healed up now,
yeah,
which is good.
Yep, start coming back.
Yeah.
Don't roll with me.
Yeah. No, I could roll with you. Just got to not put my hand under you.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I learned that lesson.
Yeah. I've been rolling with this big purple belt who's, he's probably like 6'4", but he's big like me.
Yep.
And it's fucking crazy, dude. It's like doing a weight session working with him, but he's fucking, he's a real cool dude, like in that, he just lets me work shit out, and I'm not working with someone who's heaps smaller than me, so I haven't got that weight advantage.
Yep.
Because I can
use... So you have to use technique. You can't just throw your weight around.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm rolling with... Like, if I roll with other white belts and stuff, I can do things. Someone got mount on me, and I managed to reverse it the other week, and I was so fucking proud of myself. But... by the time I'd reversed it, I was so fucking tired and gassed out. I just had to tap out. I was like, yeah, man, that's enough for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and my back's slowly been getting better as well. So I'm live rolling more and more.
Yeah, you can build that muscle up.
Yeah.
You're not sedentary.
It's so much better for my mental health too, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it is... It's night and day. 10 years, like, I can tell when you... Because... I miss jiu-jitsu. I think it was Thursday, and I don't do Fridays because I'm no good at leg locks. Not yet, but I'll get there. But I need more practice before I'm turning up to those classes.
Yeah,
with those fucking savages and Bobby rubbing his dick scab on me. I get out of the classes and I'm like, I'm just clear. Like, I could be frustrated about something. I was talking to Tanya on the way home, and I was, like, bitching about work. And I'm like, but it wasn't like I wasn't emotionally invested in what I was saying, like I usually am. Like, I wasn't, like, there was no feeling of frustration or anger in my stomach or in my chest. It was like, this is what's wrong. And it was like, she's like, oh, you seem so upset. I'm like, I'm actually not, though. Like, I'm so tired right now. I'm like, yeah, I'm just... talking about work more than actually being emotional about it. And I think that's the biggest thing I've found for me is I can just ride the wave as opposed to fucking having to fight it all the time.
Well, if you can talk about stuff without getting emotional about it, it's therapeutic because then you can get it out.
Yeah.
And you're not letting it fucking affect you as much.
Yeah. I'm so much more calmer. I don't know.
It's fucking hard to do. Very hard to do.
The hardest thing, I was walking to the elevator. I was with one of my work colleagues and I was like, I can't wait till tonight's over. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I've got jiu-jitsu and I've got comedy. And I know after those two things, I'm going to be on fucking cloud nine. But God damn, it's hard getting there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to find that motivation of like, I can turn right and I can go home and I can have an easy night. Or I can go straight to Broadmeadow and I can have a fucking really hard night of like doing jiu-jitsu, hanging around, showering, fucking going to the pub, riding, doing my set, then coming home, getting home at like 10:30 and then like getting back up 6:30 the next day. Mm-hmm. But if I turn right, it's going to be easy, but it's not going to feel good.
Mm.
If I go straight, it's going to be fucking very hard and very tiring and it's going to suck. But at the end of it, it's, I feel like $1 million.
Yeah. And if you don't regret it, then you got to keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was why, like, I had to work through that injury, that little fucking back injury that I was dealing with.
Yeah.
Like,
if you know it's something like that, it's not going to, that you're going to heal from.
Yeah.
My hand was bad.
Yeah.
It was like, I couldn't pull down a sleeve on a shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, my sleeve would be up like that. I couldn't grip and pull. Like, it'd fucking kill.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what I did to it. It's fine now.
Yeah. It's all good. It must have just been a fucking real bad sprain.
Yeah. Tendon or something, maybe. Yeah. Or a ligament. I don't know. In my hand.
Have you got anything you can work on grip strength with?
Yeah. Like, going for rides on my bike.
Yeah.
Mountain bike.
Yeah.
Through Glenrock and shit. I went for a ride the other day for like 40 minutes or something. I could feel it, like, because you're gripping onto the handlebars while you ride. It gets your calluses along you if you don't wear gloves. Like, it's pretty good grip training.
Yeah.
And it felt a little bit sore, so I only did like 45 minutes instead of the usual hour. Came back a bit early.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll go out again.
Yeah. Go see a physio, man. As someone who works with people who have hurt themselves a lot, especially hand injuries.
Yeah.
Just go see a physio, get like their little exercises and you'll 2 weeks of physio and you'll be fucking good as new, if not better.
Yeah, probably.
But you won't because you're a fucking Jew.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. This.
Why would I pay
spending
for that?
Money.
I'll just come out and start rolling again.
Well,
that'll fix it.
What's that? Been about an hour and a half.
That's an hour 17, mate.
Wow. That was a good podcast. Fucking
not bad.
Yeah. Talking shit. Talking about billionaires solving the world.
Oh, thanks for coming out.
That's all right. Thanks for putting it on, as usual. Let's fucking go suck each other's dicks.
Well.
Afterwards. That's what we do after this podcast. I'm pulling back the curtain.
Hey, man. If dicks are being sucked on this podcast, it's happening live. So, who's first?
I came up with a joke and I thought it was funny in the moment, but I think it'll just be gross. I was at an EB Games and they were talking about how they flavored the cartridges to taste like shit.
On the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, but all that did was just make adults put them like in their mouth.
Yeah.
And I'll just turn to Tanya. I'm like, well, my dick tastes like shit. Like, sort of implying that people should want to put my penis in their mouth because it tastes like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanya thought it was fucking hilarious. And I was like, maybe that's a bit, but it's not.
Maybe you should stop fucking her in the ass.
No more ass to her mouth. Ah, man. If only. If only. All right, that's the podcast. Let's fucking end it on that.
Yep.
Terrible note.
Awesome.
See ya. Bye.